I'm sitting here with Wendy Lee.
Hey, how's everyone doing?
Okay, let's start again, because you've been voice acting for a long time.
I'd like to think I'm well seasoned, right?
Yes. You're just well seasoned is what
yes.
I mean.
Yes.
So how did you start, get into voice acting?
I was a working actress and aspiring to build my career, and I had been doing some studio recording for some composers I was with, so I had been familiar with the studio atmosphere. I was a singer and a dancer, and I happened to be at the right place at the right time when Harmony Gold was holding some auditions for Robotech. And I came to observe the session. Engineer was a friend of mine, and he invited me to come and observe, and they had a break in the schedule and asked if I would like to give it a shot. So yeah, I shot into the booth, and a few weeks later I found out I had the role of Vanessa Leeds.
This was the original Robotech?
I believe so, yeah. Okay. Yeah, when we recorded for several years, and it did end up going to broadcast.
There were some school issues or something? I thought I got that wrong.
Oh, it might be the quote. There's a little quote running around that basically I used to do a lot of impersonations when I was a teenager, and that sort of led to me getting into voiceover. I was kind of developing some voices and impersonating all my teachers and cracking everybody up, and sometimes I'd throw my voice and teacher would turn around and not know who did it, and I'd sit very innocently and trick them. And one time I remember a teacher that I really admired said, this is really going to get you into trouble if you don't get a handle on this. And as it turns out, it actually gave me a career.
Yes. Very good one. Because you have a large list of credits. In fact, I checked with Anime News Network. They have you at 238.
Oh, I'm well into the threes. Correction.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, okay.
I think I'm still holding the record for...
Okay, because two was Monica Real at 230.
Oh, yeah. No, so. I think the last time I calculated, at least on IMDb, I think it was around 328 or something like that.
Was that all your credits or just your anime? Because they only count ones when you were in anime, so that, you may count like all your credits. Because you also
that's right.
Because you have video games was 100, I believe, makes you the seventh highest on that one.
Wow.
Because you posted the link to that.
Oh, okay.
I found that on Facebook.
Yeah, someone posted it. I found it. And often I do share whatever I find out as an update on Facebook. And so, any of you out there who would like to join my Facebook, it's Wendy Lee -artist. Join me.
Yes.
Only shameless plug tonight.
Okay, well, let's talk about some of your favorite or most famous roles. What are some of your favorite?
Well, I've been working a lot with Haruhi, and she's become one of my very favorite, for sure.
I can tell. It just looks like so much like a fun character, because you get to say whatever you want, almost.
It is just so good. She's such a power freak. It's just so fun, and she's just a ball of energy. She's a lot to keep up with, and especially on The Endless Eight. I spent most of the summer working on that title.
Because I follow Crispin Freeman, and he was talking about it. It's like, yes, we had to go in, and you had to do every episode over and over again.
Exactly. Little costume change, a slight change in the way they'd approach a scene, but the same events over and over.
Yeah.
And, it was a challenge. We did our best to change it up so it'd still be interesting for everyone.
Because I haven't seen that yet. I want to see if I can do a marathon of it, just go through all of them at once.
More power to you if you get through it all at once.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Wow.
You were also a lead in Lucky Star.
Yes. Konata's really fun to play because she's such a total slacker. And she's just, so different from anything that I've really done. And it was really fun finding that voice and kind of, changing it up and just relaxing into her shoes because she's just so lazy. It's just so fun. And, of course, I think my signature role is best known as Fei Fei.
Yeah, to mention her at some point.
These girls are close to me.
You're in love with the Digimon. You were the original TK.
TK was one of my favorite guys I've ever played.
You've done a couple.
Yes.
Well, mostly, young boys, but like...
Yahiko wasn't as young as TK. I mean, he's almost a man. So,
I was going to say, in Vandred, you did play a man, really, didn't you?
She was a bit of a man, baby. Yeah, she was.
Yeah, that's one of those hard ones to watch. And it's like, afterwards, when you're like, yeah. But also, one of the roles that kind of shocked me was you were in Monster, and you were the fake Margot Langer.
I loved playing Margot.
Yeah, that one, they were like, I did not see that one. she can do anything. That's just what I just, there's people in, like, when I find out, like, they did that role, they can do anything. They're on my hands.
You know, I get a kick out of playing big roles that a character actress would play on film or on stage. Oh, yeah. And playing parts that I wouldn't normally be cast for physically. So I really find that to be a big challenge. And it's like, when they showed me her, I'm like, this is the most gorgeously grotesque woman I think I've ever played. She's just hideous in all ways, shape, and form. And she's so calculating. I just couldn't believe how bizarre she was. And it was just a really cool thing to try out.
Kione and Tenchi.
Kione, yeah, she's a little hot-headed. Yeah, she's a peppy girl, too. Yeah.
Loved her and seen most of Magical Knight Rae Earth.
My Umi, I just love Magic Knight Rae Earth. That was like the original chick power show, and I was also playing opposite girls that I admire so much in our business.
Bridget Hoffman and Julia Melody?
Madalena.
Madalena. Okay.
She is one of my dearest friends, and both those girls are fantastic in their own right, and it was really cool to be a team and to be fighting for good for Japan. And I just loved how Umi was just so intense, and she just would always be so optimistic until Makona would drive her crazy.
Oh, yes.